Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Visionary Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VIZ. I am chatting with the CEO, Wesley Adams. Now, Wes, it's been a couple months since I had you back on the show. We last chatted at the tail end of May. That's when the company was in the middle of a private placement that has subsequently closed. The company raised $3.5 million. That was upped from initially announced $2 million. The company has a focus here on this Wolf Gold project in Wyoming. And from my understanding, some of the recent news that's come out is that you are preparing for drilling on this property very soon. The last time we chatted, you outlined 3,500 meters of drilling. That's just the initial estimate, because if you keep hitting, you're going to keep on moving. Give us a general update then. How is the work progressing now towards getting some drills on the ground at this Wolf Gold project, please?
Yeah, so we're progressing every day toward drilling. I expect us to start in a couple of weeks. We've been busy since May in the field, kind of taking a systematic approach to the exploration here. I mean, we know that there's been a lot of historical production here. A lot of the mining stopped in the sulfides. And there are dozens of these old mines and prospects that, are really highly prospective for bedrock mineralization. So the old timers couldn't get all the gold. We have identified a great first target. We think it's the biggest target, and that's the Wolf Gold Project. So we're going to be drilling that this summer and working to, unlock the mineralization that's underneath that the old miners couldn't get to. So this is exploration, but we do have a great start because I got mineralization at surface, and that's what we're going to be targeting is the mineralization at depth underneath these surface gold anomalies that we've traced for about 2.5 kilometers at the Wolf. We've also identified a bunch of parallel structures that we're going to be working on. We've been in the field since May, doing a bunch of work out here, and drilling is right around the corner. We're expecting to start in first week in August, and we'll continue until late October. So that's our plan. And, we feel really good about where we're at as a company right now.
So, Wes, how much are you letting this old mining, because there have been or there are a number of old mines in this area, how much are you letting the old mining and where those old mines are help to further define and generate some of these targets that are going to be drilled?
Well, the old miners did a great job of prospecting surface gold occurrences, right? And so they've identified where gold was found at surface. But, there's still a lot out there. I mean, there's modern day prospectors that are out there today finding low gold deposits. And so, we think there's a lot of potential for more to be found. We think that because the mining stopped at the sulfide horizon, there's potential for commercial operations to go much deeper than the old miners could. And so, to us, they've outlined the general trends, but I think there's places that are undercover that haven't been found yet because the gold wasn't obvious at surface, right? And so, they give us kind of a pathfinder. They've showed us where gold is. And the old adage is, you're going to find gold where it's been found before. I believe that's true. However, I do think that with modern techniques being applied, we're going to find a lot more than what the old timers were able to, find with primitive methods.
So what's going to be the attack strategy then? If you have a couple kilometers of strike, or at least potential strike length here, how are you going to go about attacking that? Share with us average depth of some of these holes and what the process is going to be stepping out along strike, please.
Well, we definitely want to get into the sulfide. So, and we want to understand what's controlling the mineralization. We're in a polydeformed sedimentary rock, right? And so the geology can be quite complicated, but in general terms, we've got a big shear corridor that appears to be mineralized at surface for 2.5 kilometers. So we've tested that with soil samples and with rock chip samples on all the prospect pits along that trend at the Wolf. And so now we're going to be drilling. We're going to focus most of our drilling right underneath the the historic trend, right? Because that's the key to understanding this is to drill where you know that, you know, you have a high probability you're going to hit some mineralization, right? And so that's what we intend to do. But what that allows us to do then is then, you know, when we figure out what type of what's controlling the mineralization, that allows us to know where to look for more. And so at the Wolf, we have the main Wolf Shear, which is 2.5 kilometers long. That's a general shear corridor, right? And within that, there's going to be hot spots. And that's kind of where the old timers had exploited at surface. And, you know, typically in this terrain, we expect to see pretty good vertical continuity. So we're going to drill down deep and you know, see how far down these deposits go. And then try to connect the dots with infill drilling later on. The first program is going to focus on the 1,000 meters of strike that we have on our private ground at the Wolf. It's 140 acres of patented claims, which within our, you know, 50 square kilometer land package. And so that's a good place to start because that's where, you know, we see the most obvious and most widespread mineralization at the surface. Once we understand what's going on at depth, then we can really start to step out and chase some of the parallel structures, because we'll know how to drill those.
So Wes, I know it's early on, especially for the company, because this is your initial drill program here, but what is your estimate or your assessment of the type of deposit you're looking for, balanced out with what investors should be looking for in the initial drill results when you get those back? Obviously, high grade is great and that catches people's eyes, but what would you consider a success, all playing off the general narrative of what this deposit could be?
I think that we need to define what's there, right, at depth. So, you know, I'm not going to go out and wave my arms and say that there's 20 million ounces here. That's certainly a possibility, right? I mean, you just have to drill these things to find out, and you really don't know until you drill them. And so that's, you know, we take a systematic approach where we start with the soils. We've done geophysics. You know, we believe these targets exist, and now it's time to test them out. So, you know, if we can duplicate some of the grades we had in the channel sampling, where we sampled, you know, 10 meters of 5 grams at the Wolf, if we can display that along a reasonable strike and prove that it goes to depth, I think that's a success, right, for this first program. If we can, you know, highlight the high grade zone along the hanging wall, which is 3 meters and 12 grams, that would be even better. You know, there's a meter in there that was 39 grams a ton. And so, you know, we're trying to find these pockets of high grade and chase them down and see what type of vertical continuity they have. So that's really the purpose of the first program. We will step out along strike as well. As I mentioned, we're going to focus on, you know, 1,000 meters that we feel is the highest priority drill target that we've identified. So that's where we start. And then, you know, we've got to let the truth machines do the talking. And you know, ultimately the geology is going to prove itself, right? So before we speculate on how many ounces we're going to find, we've got to get to work on the drilling. Certainly we have very high level of confidence in the targets, but I think it's too early to, you know, surmise on what's going to be found, you know, at the Wolf or, you know, just in the district generally, right?
Fair enough. Now, when it comes to cash in the bank, as I mentioned, you closed that $3.5 million private placement. What's the general budget for drilling and the field work for this year?
Yeah, so we're going to spend a little over $1 million U.S. on the drilling, and then we'll probably spend close to $500,000 on regional exploration. So we've got, I think, about 3,000 soil samples that we've taken so far, and we'll probably increase that to about 5,000 is kind of our goal for the summer. You know, that'll give us a really good idea of where other structures are mineralized and what kind of targets might be there.
Okay. Hey, Wes, appreciate the update here. I realize we are waiting for the drills to start and then some of the drill results. That's going to be the main catalyst for the company. But in the meantime, if anybody has any follow-up questions for Wes regarding any of the work going on within Visionary Gold, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of the company, so we will be following up as more news hits the market. Wes, I appreciate the update. Thank you for your time, and we'll touch base on the back of some more news.
All right. Thanks, Corey.